Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio. Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs. In all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are listening to courtroom testimony today from the Take Care of Maya trial that is currently taking place. We're now going to take a listen to some testimony from Maya's father, Jack Kowalski, as he testified about Johns Hopkins Old Children's Hospital threatening to have him arrested. Jack Kowalski says they would not allow him to take his daughter home and that the interactions with staff grew increasingly aggressive. Let's take a listen to that courtroom testimony from just the other day.
All right. When we were talking yesterday, you were attempting to, I believe, leave on that Sunday the 9th. Is that right?
Yes.
I'd like to show you what's been marked in evidence as Exhibit 1001-0063, Permission Court. It's in evidence. May I publish it?
If it's in evidence, yes.
Let's see what it is.
I'm sorry?
It's a vote, progress note. All right. If you would, please read down through particularly the second paragraph in the top half. And we're going to highlight a couple of phrases there. As you can see, the first sentence, and I then discussed with Michelle Smith. And did you understand Dr. Smith to be a doctor there at Johns Hopkins?
Yes.
Would be a discharge against medical advice as we have not completed a wean of therapy and Dr. Sally Smith has not had the opportunity to evaluate the case. Do you see that?
Judge, I object to the leading, and again, this is reading of the medical records.
But I can't.
We're not reading medical records.
All right. Were you ever informed that there was a goal of keeping you there based on a statement that it would be AMA, when AMA is not a legal basis for keeping someone in Florida with a, in these circumstances.
Objects the leading, it also calls for a legal conclusion.
Okay, I'm going to overrule those objections. You can answer that question.
I'm sorry if you could repeat it.
Sure. Were you ever informed that the hospital had been considering ways of how to keep you there, you and your family there, simply on the allegation that leaving would be against medical advice?
Oh, we weren't.
Object to the leading and the speculative.
He just overruled that.
Overruled. You can answer.
Can you answer?
We were told if we left, we'd be arrested. So.
Did they let you know there that they had really no right to keep you?
They had no right at that time, no.
And your concern, if you left, would be, or tried to leave, what did you picture happening to you and your family?
I don't think we would have made it out the door.
And why was that?
Because we'd be arrested, like they said.
Now, down in the third from the bottom line there, it begins with, there is. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And so, at this point, the best of your knowledge, was there any Department of Family and Children legal obligation or reason to be able to hold you?
No.
I object to the reading of the medical record.
Okay. That question is allowable, but you might need to re-ask it, given that.
What, if anything, did they tell you about whether DCF could hold you there or not hold you there?
They didn't tell us anything.
Did you, of your independent knowledge, know anything about the law as to DCF holds or procedures?
Not at that time, no.
Looking down there, if you look at the next paragraph, beginning I spoke with, and if you go down about, looks like 6, 7, 8, beginning throughout the ongoing administration. Okay. And so, do you see, did Maya's pain remain the same during this period of time, or was Maya's pain increasing or decreasing?
Again, Judge, he's reading from the medical record. We just like a question to the witness without, and we would ask the medical record to be taken down.
From what you
sustained, and let's take the medical record down at this point.
So did you believe at this point that you were being forced to keep your child in the hospital?
Absolutely.
And did you have concerns whether you yourself or your wife could stay at the hospital, would be forced to stay at the hospital?
Forced to stay? I didn't understand. That we would be forced to stay?
Or was it just simply the Maya?
Well, we wouldn't be able to leave without taking Maya. You know, they forced, or they stated that we'd be arrested.
And so did it turn out then that you stayed with Maya that night, that Sunday night?
We had no choice.
And the next day, was there a treatment planned to begin to complete Maya's course of the ketamine program treatment?
Yeah, she had a scheduled appointment with Dr. Hannah in Clearwater.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so did there come a time when you met the one of the doctors mentioned in here, Dr. Sally Smith? And if you could tell the jury the situation and what you saw in first meeting Dr. Smith.
The only time that I could recall meeting her was, I believe it was October 13th. Mm-hmm. I was in Maya's room. She was getting a clean out for a procedure for upper or lower GI.
Where were you physically? Were you standing, sitting?
I was taking care of Maya. She was constantly had feces all over. So I was trying to clean her, trying to take her to the little portable commode.
There was a nurse. Was she capable of doing that on her own, or did you?
Absolutely not, no.
Go ahead.
There was a nurse in there, elderly woman. She was assisting me, giving me new washcloths, things like that, sheets for the bed. Then all of a sudden, she walked out, and in walked this woman. It was a woman, black hair, cigarette voice, and she didn't say anything. She's just looking at me while I'm overwhelmed trying to clean up Maya. And she just started asking questions, and the questions really were kind of weird. During that time, it didn't pertain to what I was doing. She's looking around the room.
Were there any introductions from the nurse?
No introductions. And I thought it was kind of rude, because here I'm overwhelmed trying to take care of Maya, and there was no help.
Was she wearing a Johns Hopkins? First, do you recognize what a Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital?
It's a lab coat.
And do you recognize the little signature that
they had the lab coat on? Yes.
Can you tell the jury whether she was wearing that at the time?
Yes, there was a lab coat.
And what was your impression from the way that she was introduced or not introduced, and wearing that lab coat and starting to ask you questions? What role did you think she was in at that
She's
point?
She's a doctor or medical person within the hospital.
And so what happened after that? You were...
So it seemed like it was coordinated, you know, because when the nurse walked out, the doctor walked in. Doctor left about 10 minutes, if that. And then in walked the nurse again. The nurse said, "You have to leave. Your daughter's under custody, protective custody."
All right. So this was on the 13th?
That was the 13th.
So from the time that you came in on the 7th through the 13th, did the state, to the best of your knowledge, or the hospital have any right to hold you there?
Objection calls for a legal conclusion.
Overruled on that one.
No. We have our right to go wherever we want.
And did you reinforce over that stay that you wanted your daughter out of there?
Many times.
And what was the response when you would say, "Look, we're leaving, we're out of here"?
I think there was a stall tactic at one time that gave Beata some hope, and that never happened. But then if you leave, you're arrested.
Right. Did they talk about a transfer?
We were talking about Nemours.
How was it presented to you?
Well, I remember Beato for the longest time wanted it as well. And then I guess the hospital was also looking at Nemours, the transfer to the Orlando area.
And what was the reason you wanted, other than just getting out of there, a transfer up to Nemours?
They treat CRPS.
And so then, were you and Beata presented with a transfer form?
Yes.
And what was it explained to you the reason would be why there would be a transfer to Nemours, verbally?
The reason was to go ahead and get her taken there. And the problem was, though, we found out by looking at the insurance codes, it wasn't for CRPS. It was for Mauthausen by proxy. So we did not sign that form, because if we sign that form, we're
admitting
that we're.
So the hospital, did the hospital ever tell you that, hey, we're going to send you over there, but we're going to start out with, in their mind, that there was child abuse going on?
No.
Do we have that form we can pull up?
Judge, may we publish 3035-0024?
It's not in evidence.
Is it in evidence?
It is in evidence.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is.
Madam Clerk, is this exhibit in evidence?
Yes. Can we see it, please?
3035-0024, the Nemours transfer form from November 3rd, 2016.
The clerk says it's not in evidence.
Judge, none of the defense exhibits are yet in evidence because we haven't presented our case.
Except for the one from yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is or is not.
What? Can we approach?
Sure. Let's, judge, can we approach on that?
Okay, Madam Clerk says that the document actually is in evidence.
Certain pages of that exhibit. Okay, you may continue, Mr. Anderson.
May we publish, Your Honor?
Absolutely.
3035-024. All right, now, note, let me get it up here. All right. It's a two-page document, 024025. Do you recognize this, or did you ever actually see this?
It just came up.
Okay, sorry.
I did not. I'm sure, if anything, Beata did.
All right. And on this record, which is in evidence, as we said, does it appear that Munchausen by proxy is the diagnosis there? Muscle atrophy, bilateral lower extremity, right something.
Yes.
Munchausen by proxy. And who was it assigned by?
Yeah, I object to the predicate on this and the misconstruing the evidence.
Who assigned that? You see him right there, right after the Munchausen by proxy? Assigned by?
And again, I object to him reading the medical record that he hasn't
seen. Just directing the witness.
I'm sorry, I don't see where it's at.
Was Dr. Dees the doctor there that's shown to have assigned that diagnosis?
Same objection, Your Honor.
Overall.
In the highlighted portion.
Yes. Yeah.
And the best of your knowledge, Dr. Dees was not a psychologist or psychiatrist there, was she?
I'm not aware of that.
And the best of your knowledge, she never performed any type of psychological interview, did she?
Object to the leading.
Overall. No,
she wasn't diagnosed with Munchausen.
So this is on November 3rd. This was the form. Can you tell the jury whether the events leading up to this form began during this period of time that you were trying to leave between the 7th and the 13th?
Yes, it was.
And was this, the best of your knowledge, the reason that they wanted you to continue to stay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were being held there.
And did they also attempt to tell you that your daughter had to be weaned off of medications?
Yes, that was like the first thing they stated.
And did you inform them that at no time had your daughter ever exhibited any type of withdrawal symptoms? First, are you familiar with what withdrawal symptoms are,
generally? At no time we seen withdrawal syndromes for every procedure she went through, including the one in Mexico that was the longest one.
And did you inform them of that, that there was no danger of that?
We never seen anything.
Okay. And so did you or Beata talk to the insurance company about the coding on these forms?
I called the insurance company.
All right. And was this in connection with the care and treatment of your daughter?
That's correct.
And what did they tell you?
They gave me the codes and then what it was listed for.
And did that confirm in your mind what they were actually trying to transfer for?
Exactly.
So did you feel misled?
Extremely misled, yes.
Regardless of any of the other reasons, were you trying to get out of there during this period of time?
We wanted to get out, but we are not going to get out under those conditions.
Right. And if you had signed that agreeing to a Munchausen by proxy diagnosis,
you're admitting guilt or blame. So.
And what would happen to Beata's career as a nurse if, to best of your knowledge, if she admitted in a document to being the person behind the child abuse of Munchausen by proxy?
Objection, lack of foundation, speculation.
Overruled, you can answer.
She wouldn't have been able to do her job with that allegation against her.
And later, did you learn that had that allegation become stuck in Maya's record, medical records, what the effect would be on her?
It's still in there. And I mean, if something happens to Maya and there's nobody around to say what happened, she may not get the proper treatment, because in her record, it shows conversion disorder or fictitious disorder. Somebody could take that right away and think, oh, this girl's faking, and not get the proper treatment. And that is disgusting that we have to live that way with that in her record.
All right. So how was it in terms of the stress on you and your wife, knowing, as you've just testified, that you needed to get your daughter out for treatment and you were being kept in, that she was being kept in?
It was extremely stressful. Extremely.
And what was the fear there in terms of Maya's condition as she lay there without
getting... The fear was that she's going to deteriorate, which she did.
And so now I'd like to talk about, from what you saw, the times when you had to let Maya know that you couldn't leave. She could not leave that place.
The worst time I could remember is when I was told I had to leave. That was on the 13th. I looked at Maya and she looked at me, and that is burned into my head, that picture. Having to leave your daughter that was in need of their parent. I wish it was like an Etch-a-Sketch where I could tip it over and erase that picture, but it's burned in my head forever. And I see that all the time. And I just wonder how she felt on the other side, seeing her dad walk away and not knowing if she's ever going to see us again.
Did you feel as though you'd betrayed her in some way?
No, I didn't betray her.
Did you feel a concern about her medical, what could happen to her medically without you and Beata there to guide her and to assist her and protect her?
I was worried about that, and I seen it deteriorate when I visited her.
All right, so...
Not only did I see her deteriorate, I seen my wife. I go to the hospital, I see my child deteriorating. I go home, I see my wife deteriorating.
And in one event, did Beata, in fact, lose consciousness, fall to the floor upon finding out she wasn't going to be able
we
to see her child?
We had a dependency hearing.
Don't tell us about the context. Just tell us, did that happen in an event?
Pardon me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about the context where you were. Just
She fell and struck her head on the floor.
And so through this period of time, as you were kept away from your daughter, can you tell the jury, did Beata's condition remain the same from what you saw as a husband, or did it continue to deteriorate?
I was asked by Dr. Duncan, why is Beata so upset and why can she not calm down? And I thought about that, and I remember, I'll say this real quick, but my nephew and I were fishing and he accidentally caught a baby alligator, and he was reeling in and the mother came out of the water and chased us on a picnic table. And I told Dr. Duncan, I said, that's Beata. Her child is on the 7th floor and she wants her child back. And she realized, you know, at that time.
And so as time went on, did Beata become accustomed to this, or did she continue to have these emotional, I guess, slide down?
It was all downhill.
And so, I guess from that story, did Beata have a strong protective instinct, maternal instinct?
The strength was weakening. You know, she's just losing hope.
Yep. Now, after this point, you find out that the there had been a petition or whatever, and but you were granted visitation, is that right?
I was.
And can you tell the jury whether this was just you being able to come and see your daughter or whether you had to have someone with
you? It was arranged to be supervised visitation at first. I did take Kyle. I took Kyle with me the first time. That was on the 14th, I believe. And we drove from Venice to St. Pete to see Maya.
How often were you able to go?
Well, it was the drive there was an hour drive. And then when we got there, I called and I spoke with the nurse, and the nurse said that it has to go through the social worker. So she said she'd call me back. And then I was talking with the social worker and I was disconnected. I'm not blaming somebody for hanging up or anything.
Did you continue.
But we were denied that day to see Maya. So instead of getting mad or anything like that, bit my lip and drove home.
Was there a feeling on your part at that time that if you started to raise a lot of noise about it, for lack of a better term, it might get worse?
Objection, and we need to apologize, but we do need to approach on this, Your Honor.
Okay, approach. Objection overruled.
All right, so I think we're going to...
You're going to have to repeat it.
Go ahead, tell the jury.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat the question.
Oh. Well, that's going to be interesting because I can't remember it. I believe at this time, then, you were trying to see your daughter, and then...
First time I was denied. So we drove home.
So what happened the next time, or what happened next?
I spoke with Kathy Beattie, and she stated that they will not supervise the visitations. It has to be by a third party.
Now, so was she saying that they were bowing out of this?
Objection calls for speculation.
Sustained.
Denied by whom? Who is Kathy Beattie?
Kathy Beattie's social worker at the hospital.
From your view, was Kathy Beattie more or less assigned to your daughter?
She followed Maya from the first floor and up to the PICU, yes.
Was Maya kept in just one room when you would visit, or were there multiple rooms?
It was multiple rooms, but it would be a certain time frame in a room.
And when you came up to those rooms, did you notice whether or not they would put Maya's name on the door?
There would be no marking on the door. Most of the children had their name on the door, next to the door, I'm sorry.
Artwork.
And it's a little slate or something mm-hmm. like that. Most of them had their names on, but Maya did not.
Ever
and
on
also,
any of them?
Her name was not downstairs at the lobby. If you're checking in, her name was not there.
So if visitors came in to ask for Maya Kowalski, what happens?
She's not listed as a patient.
She became a non-entity?
Yeah.
So tell us about after Ms. Beattie tells you they're not supervising anymore. How'd you manage to see or talk to your daughter?
We had to do a list of potential supervisors or certain people, and never got anything back on that. But then it started out with a third party doing the supervised visitation on their schedule.
On their schedule?
Yes.
And were there times when you simply could not get in to see Maya?
Depending on the time, yeah, that's correct.
But throughout all of this, you were legally allowed to see Maya, were you not?
I was allowed.
Objection calls for a legal conclusion.
Sustained.
There was no prohibition, as far as you knew, on you seeing your daughter other than the practical.
Same objection, Your Honor.
That one he can answer.
I'm sorry.
There was no restriction on you seeing Maya other than the practical considerations of getting cooperation from the hospital.
Well, you changed the question, so I'm going to sustain that question.
All right. Let's just continue on. I'll come back to that.
Okay.
Tell the jury then about how you had to complete the list to get people in.
There was a list of family members. And then it was going to be, you know, they'd do a background or whatever. I don't know what they were going to do with it, but I had to give them their name, address, social security number, everything. There was the only one that I know of for sure that's questioned was my brother, Bobby. He questioned.
The same one that testified for?
Yes.
And was he a former police officer?
He was a former police officer.
Did they know that?
Springs. Yes.
So what happened?
They said they didn't want family members to do the supervise visitations.
Okay. So now, the list then, was it a list for visitors or was it just for supervised visitors?
That one was for just supervise, and then there was no list for, or they didn't state that we had to have a list for visitors. No visitors were allowed at that time.
All right, but that's important now.
Other than the teachers.
All right, I want you to explain to the jury a little bit more about this. So there's a list for the supervised visitors, right, that were going to supervise where you were, but in terms of people that just wanted to come see Maya, like Father... The priest that came in, or Father Jack, or
no, the immediate family, we had the list, and that was intended as well as for the supervised visitation. But it was now a list for just visitors.
And yet, were other visitors turned away or told once they arrived in the room they had to go away?
Nobody could, if they went there to visit. She's not in the computer as a patient, so there would have been no way for them to go see her.
From what you saw, did Maya feel as though she was being isolated?
Oh, definitely.
So let me show you Exhibit 1081. I got it. Which is the 1081, and then we're going to go to 1082-0003, if we could. So that's 1082-0003. May we publish, Your Honor? It's in evidence.
It's in evidence, yes.
It took a long time, but one of her friends eventually did get the visit, one of her girlfriends.
And as we're pulling this up, her statement of rights, then your statement of rights, you were allowed visitation generally.
Yes.
And you were allowed to, for instance, practice cultural values and spiritual beliefs as long as they don't interfere with the well-being of others and are within the limits of hospital policy and the law. So was there anything that you, or to your knowledge, any of the visitors did that was disruptive?
Objection, lack of foundation, and misstates the evidence.
Overruled on that one.
Anybody interfere with that visited? No.
Yeah, did the hospital? Yeah, okay. That's what I'm getting at. From the best of your knowledge, did you or anyone else do anything that was against the hospital's rules?
No, we brought holy water. She had her wafers. She had her cross, or the rosary, and a lot of that was not allowed to be in her room.
And so you brought it up, and was it then taken away?
It was taken away.
And did you ever learn the reason why it was taken away?
One thing that I remember is they were worried that the host was going to be poisoned.
That the body and blood was going to be poisoned with what?
With what?
Yeah, what was supposed to be in it?
I have no clue what they were worried about.
Okay. Well, did you ever learn through the course of this that they believed that somehow Beata was slipping ketamine to her daughter through the holy water and wafers?
Object. Lack of foundation.
No.
Overruled.
I know it didn't happen, but did you
learn? It didn't happen. No, it did not happen. But yes, they had all different ideas of
theories.
Theories, yes.
All right. And so were you allowed by this rule to talk with another doctor or specialist to get a second opinion?
Objection, again, in terms of the time frame that this has been discussed.
Generally.
Well, I think Mr. Shapiro is correct. Are you talking about before or after the entry of the order?
This is after the entry of the order. Were they allowed to talk to another doctor?
I think you need to approach on that one. Overrule the objection to the last question.
Reporter, could you read that back, please? The last question. Make sure I get it straight.
Allowed by this rule to talk with another doctor or specialist to get a
second opinion? Mr. Shapiro,
objection in terms of the time frame?
Just the question is
only.
And Mr. Anderson said generally. There was a doctor that was under a court order to come evaluate Maya. That was Dr. Hannah.
What happened there?
Dr. Hannah was refused to see her by Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital.
Now, in terms of the restrictions as you knew them, did you understand that you retained your rights to participate in, be involved in, and advise and consent in the medical treatment of your daughter?
We had rights. We still had rights at that time, yes.
And so through all of this, did the hospital, any of them, actually involve you in any of their decisions on treatment?
No.
So were you under the patient rights thing? Here we have the 1082003. It states the third from the bottom of the first row to be told by your healthcare provider. Do you see that?
To be told of medical choices
for yes.
care of treatment.
Okay. And so were you ever allowed that, right?
No.
And were you ever allowed during the period of time that you were there with Maya to consult with any doctor outside of the hospital doctors?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Were you allowed ever to suggest or bring in were you allowed to suggest other doctors outside of Johns Hopkins to come in and get opinions?
Predicate foundation.
Sustained.
What, if any, knowledge did you have about the terms and conditions of why Maya was in there? Did you understand that it included anything that restricted you from participating in the health care of your... And through the course of this, did you have the opportunity or did you request the opportunity to bring in outside non-Johns Hopkins physicians to look at Maya and provide second opinions?
Yes, objection, foundation, predicate, and compound.
Sustained.
What, if any, doctors outside of Johns Hopkins got to see Maya?
Dr. Hannah was refused, and then Dr. Duncan, she was able to evaluate Maya when she went to the courthouse in Sarasota.
And then, and she testified here earlier?
Yes.
And then Dr. Chopra, was he allowed?
Dr. Chopra was after
That was in January. I went and seen, that was a court order as well. I had 48 hours to take Maya. I had to hire a nurse to go with, and I had to have a brother. And then I had a 48-hour time period. Otherwise, I'm in trouble if I'm not back in time.
And so tell us how you were treated on the times you could come in and visit by the staff, particularly as Beatty.
Well, there's a time I walked in that children were going to be with visit with their lawyer. We had four lawyers, I believe. The children had a lawyer. Beata had a lawyer. I had a lawyer. And we had something else.
Was that by choice or by necessity?
I brought the kids in to see their lawyer at the hospital. I walked in, and a woman behind the desk, she asked me, "What am I doing there?" And I said, "I'm Jack Kowalski." I told her who I was and that the kids are going to visit with their lawyer. And she started screaming at me that I don't belong there, and she's going to call the police and whoever else that because I don't belong there. And I said, "I'm just here to drop the children off or Kyle off. It's not like I'm going to pull up and tell Kyle to go inside the building and go see his lawyer." I had no intention of going upstairs with him, but to just get him to his lawyer. But she screamed at me, and I just walked out. Once again, I'm not going to cause any interference because I do not want to lose my privileges to see my child. That's the only person, basically the only one that could go see her at that time. Eventually, I found out who it was. The woman's name was Judy. After other visits, I seen her name tag. But there was another time. During this whole time, there was supervised visitation. Then it was unsupervised for a while. Then they said, "Maya's condition's getting worse, and it's Dad's fault for visiting or interfering with her PT and things like that." So the court order changed so much, and all this information was from one side, the hospital. We had no say so that we weren't interfering. There were so many interruptions. And then one time I got a new court order, I bring it in, and Elaine Brown, she's a social worker. I called and told her I was here because then now I have to check in with the supervisor again from the hospital. Mm-hmm. She came down finally, and she said I couldn't visit yet because she's unaware of the order, which I had in hand, and I provided her with it, the new order. She said that I could not go up there until it's reviewed by Kathy Beatty. I did have dresses for Maya for the holiday. So I asked her if she could give them to Maya. Later on, I found out those dresses never made it to her. They were in Kathy Beatty's office.
Man, and you saw them there.
Yeah. So.
But hang on. You were giving things to the hospital staff to pass along to your daughter? Is that right?
Yes. Or? Anytime we brought anything in, it had to go through them. They had to look through the bags. They had to check everything, envelopes to whatever.
What about bringing in a snack for your daughter, like a brownie or?
I had to get permission of different food items. They had to be in a closed container. You couldn't bring in carrots or something mom made. Mm-hmm. That was not allowed.
So she had to eat hospital food?
Hospital food and then some snacks that are in a closed container, in the original package.
From what you saw, was your daughter gaining weight or losing weight in the hospital?
She was losing weight. She was deteriorating. And at the end, she was puffy, like she had a lot of fluids.
Mm-hmm. And so were there any other times then that you had either gifts or something for Maya that was interfered with that you can think of?
Yes. There was an issue with her computer, the school computer. She wasn't allowed to keep it in her room, according from Kathy Beatty. Kathy Beatty
stated that she may be going online to see some sex.
Objection to hearsay.
Part of it, admission.
And also the motion.
Were these statements made to you?
She wrote the little note.
Well, to the extent that they need to be statements to him. So I think that question is sustained.
Okay. From your overall communication with Ms. Beatty, did it become clear to you that, let me see. All right, let's move back then and get this right. I need to know more about the details of this dress incident. What was the purpose there? Just, was it just a gift of a dress?
No, there's a holiday coming up. I believe Christmas is when that happened.
And was the dress a Christmas dress?
It was a dress for the holiday, yes.
And were these things important to Maya?
It was important to Maya. It was important to Beata to let, you know, have her celebrate.
Did you ever come in and expect to see your daughter in the dress and learn that she never received a dress?
Well, that was the way I found out. I asked Maya if she, you know, how she liked the dress, and she looked at me like, "What dress?" So.
And then what did you do?
Then I contacted Elaine Brown, and she goes, "Oh, it's in Kathy Beatty's office. Found it in Kathy Beatty's office."
And did you confirm that?
The address ended up getting to her eventually.
But you had to go around Ms. Beatty?
Yes.
Did it appear that Ms. Beatty was operating under some kind of plan in terms of the way you and your family were being treated?
Objection leading in speculation.
Sustained.
What, if any, plan did it appear that Ms. Beatty was adhering to?
Same objection.
The plan, motive, intent.
I'm going to overrule the leading, but the other basis I'm going to sustain.
Which basis, Your Honor?
Speculation.
Yeah, thank you. And foundation as well.
Foundation.
Okay. So, was Ms. Beatty's actions towards you, did they appear to be consistent with some idea?
She was in control. I remember an incident that happened to me, and I'm not talking for Maya or anybody else.
Objection to the non-responsiveness, Your Honor.
Overruled. He can take the answer.
One day, she walked up to me and she asked me, "Did you ever consider divorcing your wife?" And it's like, "What are you talking about?" And she goes, "Oh, forget it," and walked away. And it's just like, why would you even come up and say something like that?
Now, the jury may hear testimony from your daughter about Ms. Beatty's physical contact with her. During these conversations, was Maya ever allowed to tell you about those?
By a note.
And so, what was the effect on you and your wife about knowing what Miss Beatty was doing?
It was just putting a wedge, a bigger wedge in between everyone, and more anger.
Well, was Beata becoming more desperate at this point?
Yes.
That's Jack Kowalski testifying in the Take Care of Maya trial that is currently taking place. They're seeking $200 million from Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. We'll keep bringing you more coverage from the trial. There is Maya's testimony coming up. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of this fascinating case as we continue to bring it to you right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.